Welcome. Thank you for joining us here at ICGC Kairos Temple Podcast. Pastor Prince Nyako is the head pastor of ICGC Kairos Temple, serving under the leadership of Dr. Mensah Otabo. Pastor Prince is a dynamic preacher of God's unadulterated word, characterized with a strong prophetic insight and prayer ministry. He is a strong advocate for discipline and order in the body of Christ, with messages centered on fasting, holiness, prayer, and integrity. And now, to today's message.
And speak the language of the Spirit. Ask the Holy Spirit to come and sit by you and speak to you. Ask the Holy Spirit to come and sit by you and speak to you. Ask the Holy Spirit to come and sit by you and speak to you in the mighty name of Jesus. Ask the Holy Spirit to come and sit by you and speak to you. Lord, speak to us, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for what you are about to speak to us. Speak your word to us. Let us obey your word. Let our hearts become a place of fruitfulness for your word. In the name of Jesus, I give you praise and I give you glory. In Jesus' name, amen. I'm continuing and wrapping up on our month theme of diligence. And this part of the diligence, I've titled it, The Lazy Christian. You won't clap. The lazy Christian. There are lazy Christians in the kingdom of God. And I'm going to help you to understand something in the next 35 minutes. I pray it becomes a blessing to you. Titus chapter 2, verse 14 to 15, the NLT version. Now, Paul wrote a letter to his son, Titus, Pastor Titus, concerning things that Titus was speaking to Paul about. He has noticed some things in the church and he was speaking to his spiritual father. And Paul wrote back to Titus, Pastor Titus, and was giving him some instructions, which I think that is very important for us to learn something about lazy Christians. The Bible said that Paul was speaking. So when you are reading, it's Paul that is writing the letter. He said he gave his life. So his life there is talking about Jesus. He talking about Jesus. So Jesus gave his life to free us from every kind of sin, to cleanse us, and to make us his own people, totally committed to what? Totally committed to what? Oh, I can't hear you. Totally committed to doing good deeds. So the Christian or the believer is called and saved, and he is supposed to be committed. That word committed is a strong word. We'll come to that later. Committed to doing good things. Doing good deeds. Verse 15. You must teach these things and encourage the believers to do them. Yeah. Pastor Titus, teach it. Don't be afraid of them. Teach it. Encourage them to do it. You cannot be lazy and be doing things. It's only a man who is not lazy that does things committedly. But lazy people don't do things. So he's actually solving a problem of laziness in his church. He said, you have the authority to correct them when necessary. That's why I'm not afraid to correct you. I'm not afraid of anybody in the church. If you go wrong, I will tell you in the face. You have to take it, bitter or sweet. You have to take it. Because Pastor Titus, you have to. You have the authority to correct, not just to encourage. First, he used the word encourage. Then the next one, he used the word correct. Correct them when necessary. So don't let anyone disregard what you say. It is very dangerous to disregard what your pastor says to you. Okay, so I'm not going into that dimension. I'm staying on my subject, the lazy Christian. The lazy Christian. Laziness is a sin in the life of the Christian. That's the first statement I want to make. Laziness is a sin in the life of the Christian. Laziness is one of the seven deadliest diseases that a Christian can contact. Laziness is a destiny killer. Laziness is a glory swallower. If you want to walk in shame, you have to embrace laziness. If you don't want to walk in shame, you must run away from laziness. Laziness kills vision. Laziness makes a man poor. Laziness retrogresses a man. Laziness is the reason why a prayerful person will remain a stranded person in life. Laziness is what the enemy uses to cripple the destiny of God's people. Laziness is being opposed to work. A man who doesn't want to work is lazy. A woman who doesn't want to labor is lazy. Laziness is having a disinclination. When we say disinclination, it's like an inclination means if you are inclined to something, it means that you are interested in something or you are in favor of something. So laziness is a character of you not liking to work. I'm coming. There are women, there are men, there are young men. There are young women, there are men and women in Bemama. They don't want to work. They hate work. They dislike work. They dislike to labor. They don't want to be committed to anything. That is laziness. In the second service, I'm going to continue from types of laziness. But for the first service, I'm hitting on the lazy Christian. Are you here? Laziness is that which will take the weapon of your prosperity away from your hands. No matter how anointed a man is, if he is lazy, he will never see the light of the day. It is very, very, very dangerous to be a Christian who is lazy. And you will soon lose very important people in your life. You will soon lose very great opportunities that should have come to you. You will soon see that life, you start saying life has treated you unfairly. No, you treated life unfairly. You were unfair to your life. You were unfair to your destiny. You were unfair to everybody that had made an investment in your life. A lazy man wastes investment. A lazy man wastes anointing. A lazy man is the man that when you give treasures to, will come back and tell you that he didn't know what happened, the treasures were stolen. That is a lazy man. Now, faith is coming to God to find satisfaction in him. Unbelief is turning away from God to find satisfaction in another thing. But laziness is turning away from God to find satisfaction in ease and entertainment. A lazy man is the man that will always choose the easy way. If you're a woman, you're a man, and you are always choosing the easy way of life, you are actually a lazy man and you're a lazy woman. The lazy man will always choose what is ease, what is comfortable. The lazy man remains in his comfort zone. And if you stay in your comfort zone, you will never see the true comfort of life. Today I pray that the spirit of laziness is coming out of you. I bind the spirit of laziness. You will not remain in the place of comfort again. Elijah, at a point, God told him to go and hide in a cave, and he will let the brook refresh him and send ravens to feed him. Then the brook dried up. If you allow laziness, Elijah, you will die in the cave, though you are a national prophet. God said, move to Zarephath. A lazy man will not move, because the cave is a comfortable place. The water was coming, the ravens were bringing food. But Elijah had to move to Zarephath, else he would have starved and died in the cave. Many Christians are dying, not because the devil is at work, but because they are lazy. Today I declare, nobody represented here will be a victim of laziness in the name of Jesus. God will find laborers in this house. Yeah, for God will find faithful laborers in this house. God will find diligent people in this house, in the mighty name of Jesus. Laziness is a big sin in the sight of God. It's a big sin, because God will never use a people who are lazy. Jericho wall must come down. It will not take just one prayer. It will not just one going around the wall. Israel, you can't bring Jericho down with just one. You got to go around it once a day. And on the seventh day, you are going to go around it seven times. A lazy man will not do that. Your breakthrough will arrive the day you wake up and decide, I will not be lazy again. I will labor with my blood, labor with my flesh, labor with my spirit, labor with my mind. Somebody shout, I will not be lazy. I will not be lazy. There are too many lazy people in the church. Too many lazy people in the kingdom. If God find an Israel, in inverted commas, if God find a people who are ready to go around the Jericho wall once a day for 7 days, and on the seventh day, they are ready to go around it seven times, another Jericho wall will fall down. Laziness is the satanic force to limit a people, to drain the glory, to deny you of trophies. A lazy man cannot buy a land. Say, nowadays we are going to buy a land. There will be a lot of controversies. No. A lazy man cannot build. A lazy man cannot save. A lazy man cannot invest. A lazy man cannot be relied upon. A lazy man will never show himself faithful. Because you see, the more a man becomes faithful, the more things are committed into his hands. So a lazy man will make sure that he's not become a very loyal or faithful person. Yes. And sometimes laziness affects a church when the church members don't want to commit to the church. So the church will not grow. The church cannot do anything because everybody is not committing. And that is, I'll speak about it in the second service, the types of laziness. Laziness is a killer. It destroys a family. It can destroy you. You are gifted. You are anointed. You are appointed to break through. But laziness can cause your marriage to actually break down. Please, are you here? Now, let me give you four scenarios that will stop you from being lazy. I'm giving you four reasons. It's not the typical reasons, but four things you got to know why you cannot be lazy. It's not okay. It's not accepted. It's not allowed for the Christian, for the born again Christian, for the man who says that I am born of the Spirit, for the man who says that I believe in Jesus, it's not okay. It's not allowed. And I'm not encouraging you. And I'm not encouraging you not to be lazy. In the second service, you see that Paul had to command the people that they cannot be lazy. The first thing I want to talk about is that God is a worker. So how come you are not a worker? How come you don't love work? God the Father is a worker. Genesis chapter 2 verse 2. God is a worker. On the seventh day, God had finished his work of creation. How come you are not a worker? So many years ago, somebody wrote a lot of articles about the fact that work is a curse on man. Work is a curse on man. And a group of Christians took it up and started preaching that message that work is a curse on man. Work is a curse. But God is a worker. The Bible said that on the seventh day, God had finished his work of creation. So he rested from all his labor. And we have turned the scripture around. We, our own will be, and man or Kojo or Kwame have finished resting for 6 days and he's going to work for one day. A chunk of our lifetime is meant for work. A chunk of our lifetime is meant for labor. You have a life begins to lose strength physically because labor, work, has taken strength out of us. But this is you. You are losing strength physically, but you are not working. You are not doing anything. You are not laboring. You are not pushing a vision. You are not pushing an assignment. Your hands are empty. Your legs are not pursuing anything. Your head is not busy. Nothing is happening in your life. And you want to prosper. Lalai, you are far away from me. God is a worker. And if God is our Father, we pray, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. Our Father, if God is our Father, we have to labor. You have to labor. I am not a lazy pastor. As for that one, if I'm not a billionaire, as for laziness, it's not with me. How come you are lazy? How come you don't want to work? How come you are always giving excuses? How come you're always, you always want to hide behind an excuse? Even for church work, even at your corporate level, even in your family, you don't want to take up any responsibility in life. Then what are you doing on earth? It's better we lay you to rest. Because people that are left on the earth must labor to keep the earth and flourish based on work. May the spirit of laziness cease to operate from your life. Your amen is not strong. Yeah, pray. I'll be a millionaire. I cannot be poor. Look at you. You are not building your faith. You are not investing. You are not building your career. You are not going to school. You are not working. You are not learning a trade. You are just begging and begging a brother, a sister, a brother. When people get up to sow a seed in the church, you target them and you go to them. You take their money. You even promise them, I'll pay. And you don't pay. And you think you will make it in life. Forget it. Laziness does not promote a man. It brings a man down. And I curse that spirit out of your life in the name of Jesus. Your amen is not strong. You don't like the message, but I'm enjoying it. I wish I preach it in Pro Max level. If you see, some of you, even your parents cannot tell you that you are lazy. God leaves it for your pastor to tell you. The way you are living your life, your mother wish, your husband wish, your wife wish, he looks at your face and say, I married a lazy man. Bosro. And all the dreams, it will remain a dream until the dreams lands in the hands of a man or a woman who is not lazy. God had a dream to build an ark. He located the Noah. He knew Noah was not lazy. And Noah will start the ark and complete it. May God find such a man in you. May God find such a man in you. Yeah. God is a worker. God always wants to do something in every generation. In every family, God wants to leave a witness. But he doesn't work with lazy men. He doesn't work with lazy Christians. You are a Christian, yes. Nobody said you won't go to heaven. Nobody said God does not know you as a child. God has lazy children, and may you not be part of that group. And God did this to set an example for man. on the seventh day, when he has finished his work. You have to start something before you can finish. Yes, that means God started his work, went through the work, and completed it. That is a diligent worker. If God is a diligent worker, we cannot. You want promotion at work. We are praying for promotions. We are praying for breakthroughs. We are praying for contracts to come to you. But the previous contract you received, you didn't complete it. You didn't pay attention to it. You cut corners. And now you are in church again to pray for a breakthrough, for a contract. God is not a fool. God does not commit huge blessings in the hands of lazy people. If you want to see God's blessing, you see, pray and you see the victories of David. David was not a lazy king. Solomon was not a lazy king. Saul was not a lazy king. Even when the Spirit of the Lord had left him, he was still fighting. He fought and he died in the field of battle. You are anointed. You are not fighting. You are anointed. You are not dreaming. You are anointed. You are pursuing nothing. You are anointed. And all you do is to be on social media commenting on this. I receive. I take it. I receive. I take it. You are not going anywhere until the spirit of laziness is kicked out of your mind, kicked out of your heart, and kicked out of your spirit. Somebody say, I receive the spirit of diligence in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Give the Lord a clap offering, someone. Diligence. Diligence. For four times I had a dream when we didn't have a land. Four times I saw a church that looked like a stadium. And then some church members will also dream. The church, I saw the church. We were in a place like a stadium, round like that. It was a dream. It couldn't have come to pass even up to this level with a lazy people and a lazy pastor. Thank God that we followed the vision with pain and endurance and perseverance. And if God finishes his work of creation, this place will be completed to the glory and the honor of the Lord. And whatever you commit your hand to, I prophesy in the name of Jesus, if only you will not be lazy, if only you will not be idle, if only you will not slack behind, receive the anointing to complete in the name of Jesus Christ. Work is what God wants us to be doing. Work, work, work. Find a work. Yesterday, I was listening to Matthew Ashimolo, and he was talking about you can easily become a millionaire. There are 21 ways to earn money without working for anybody. Think, read, be exposed, and find out. There are many ways. You don't need a shop to start a business. You don't need an apartment to start a business. You can run a job on online and earn so much without using your certificate to look for a job. We are just lazy. And today I came with that word. I didn't come as a pastor. I came as a revivalist to provoke you that the spirit of laziness is denying you your next step. I kick you out of that place of comfort and idleness, and I disturb your spirit. I shake your comfort. Anything that is giving you comfort and limiting the glory of the Lord, I take it out of your life, and I pray that the Lord will guide you into a field that is barren, that is difficult, that is complex, and give you the wisdom to make it easy, that at the end of the day, a crown of glory, a big cash will be given to you, a trophy of gold will be released into your hands. If you believe it, shout, I receive it. I receive it. Work is the essence why we are alive. That is why when people die, what do we say? Rest. We didn't say work in labor. We say rest in peace. And one day, they will say the same thing over your dead body. They will tell you rest in peace. It's only the African wicked man that when a man dies, they give him cutlass. That Kojo, don't sleep. Kofi, don't sleep. Ama, don't sleep. Don't sleep till you bring vengeance. He is sleeping. Nothing will happen. What that? Whether she's in hell or not, if you go to hell, what time will you get to take cutlass to come and change someone? If you go to heaven, You think you leave God's presence to come and chase someone on earth? He's gone and he's gone. You have just empowered demonic activity in your family. So when you see that armor attacking someone, it is not that armor. It's a familiar spirit. That means you are allowing demonic forces to prosper in your bloodline. And you will come to church and this is you. I break. But you are still... If somebody killed your mother, let them kill your mother. Vengeance is of the Lord. What is Kakla's doing in the hands of your mother? Can you take that picture? 20 years, when you look at it, how will you feel? So the old lady is dead and you are still giving Kakla to a wicked man. Yeah. It's time we start cleansing ourselves from certain practices as Christians. There are traditions and cultural practices that are okay with scripture, but there are some that are not. The ones that are not, don't go near it. Like going to ask a dead person question. Your auntie says, hey, you could be sir. Now also anointed me, I've laid hands on you before. Then you enter, then you are standing there. You, Holy Ghost is in you. What would the dead person tell you that the Holy Ghost cannot tell you? If you even need to know. The things that are important, we will not invest in it. But the things that are not important, things that will make us bitter and envious and all that. When you have life, labor. Because a time will come, whether through an enemy, whether through natural cause, whether God will call you, there will be a day God will clap. Pa, pa, pa. Amen. It's time to come. And nothing, no bargain, no prayer, no prayer. I stood by my best friend, my covenant brother. Prayer could not come from my spirit. Dead and gone and gone. You have a lot of things to do in life. You have a lot of things to do in life. And I pray, spirit of laziness is out of this place from today. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. To be idle is to be unproductive. To be idle is to be wasting your time, your life, your mind, and resources. To be idle. Idleness is a sin towards God. Idleness. That is why the devil finds work for anybody who is idle. God does not find work for an idle man. It's the devil. That means idleness is a ground the devil prepares in your life to attack you. You must not be idle. You must not be idle. Number two, Jesus is a worker. If Jesus is your savior, I want to announce to you that Jesus is a worker. John chapter 5 verse 17. Still in the NLT. Let's run through three scriptures right now. Jesus is a worker. But Jesus replied, my father is working and so am I. Jesus is a worker. He's not a lazy man. John 4:34. Then Jesus explained, my nourishment comes from doing the will of God who sent me and from finishing his work. Jesus is a worker. Jesus is working. Our Savior is working. John 17:4. He said, I brought glory to you here on earth by completing the work you gave me to do. Church, where from laziness? Where from excuses? This generation is the generation that loves excuses. Today this, tomorrow that, today. And this is the generation that wants to use the best of cars, the best of houses, the best of whatever, to have money. Everybody wants to shine, but nobody wants to be dirty. You got to be dirty before you can shine. Did you hear that? You got to be dirty before you can shine. Give the Lord a clap offering someone. Got to be dirty. There cannot be life without blood. Write it down. There cannot be life without blood. In any realm, kingdom of God, kingdom of darkness, there cannot be life without blood. That is why in the labor world, The baby does not come before the blood. The blood comes before the baby. There must be blood. And blood talks about life, sweat. The Bible said Jesus entered into Gethsemane and prayed and prayed and prayed. He sweated, number one. The work was bigger than the sweat. The work was bigger than the sweat. The sweat had to turn into blood because the work was the biggest work any human being can do. Look, you can't have that dream fulfilled on the lazy's lap. You can't have that dream fulfilled with the lazy hands. You cannot have that dream fulfilled with an easy shortcut, idle kind of, you don't want to labor, but you want a shortcut. You want something to happen without your sweat, without your suffering, without paying a price, without being diligent. You want something, somebody to bring you. Oh no, it doesn't work like that. It doesn't work like that. It doesn't work like that. In fact, technically, salvation is the finished works of Christ. Yes. Jesus is laboring. Jesus labored to give us this salvation. Why are we not laboring? Why are you not active? Why are you, young person, you are sleeping? Yes, 6 o'clock, you are sleeping. How? If even you are not going to work, you must not be sleeping by 6. Any young man, 6 o'clock, you are still sleeping. I don't know where you are going in life. Yeah. There are bosses, no other. The worst case are those who are staying with people. When your madam is up, you are still sleeping. We have to labor. We have to work. That is why we have health. That is why we have strength. That is why our eyes are not abated. That is why our muscles have not become atrophied. That is why you are still strong. That's why when you are going to get a job, they let you do medical exams. Doesn't it ring a bell to you? They want to make sure you are strong. And this is who you have the strength. And you are not working. You are not doing anything. I'm not finding a job. Hey, create your job. Start a cocoa joint with 300 Ghana cedis. Start a cocoa joint. Start something. Go to Cantamanto, buy things, and name your enterprise with God Enterprise. Put it on WhatsApp. Get cheap shoes for children with God Enterprise. Instead of updating your status with useless things, update your status with these things. We serve you better. Order, you have it. You will see what will happen to your hands. You will start counting money. Life will change for you. By the time you are selling the shoes, another appetite will come. You will interact with somebody there. As you are going to Cantamanto, you see that people are coming to buy lingerie or whatever, panties, brassiers. And you see that there's this sister that when you go, say, let me add this one. So instead of investing 1,000 cedis in the shoes, I'm going to invest 500. Life goes on. You will never beg a man to give you money to sleep with you again, because money will come into your hands. I cast the spirit of laziness out of this house in the name of Jesus. Give the Lord a mighty clap offering. You can labor and labor and become a blessing. You can labor and become a blessing. You can labor and become a blessing. You want to be blessed? Plenty money is coming. It doesn't come into folded hands. It doesn't come into hands that do nothing. It doesn't come into people whose lives are stuck with laziness. There is no time I rest. Yeah. Until I see this thing completed. Until I see you becoming like Christ. Until I see that all the crooked paths in your life, with time, God has ironed it out. Until I see you blessed. Until I see you blessed with your family. Until I see your children rising and growing in Christ likeness. The work is big. If the work is big, you can't rest. If you want a big glory, you can't rest. And I came to stimulate you and agitate you and activate you into the realms of continuous and tireless labor in the name of Jesus.
give the Lord a mighty clap offering.
I will end here and I'll continue in the spirit to spirit service. Listen, Jesus was a worker. He went through many things during his work, but he made sure he completed. We start things, we face challenges, and then we give up. Nobody will encourage you to serve God. Choristers, nobody will encourage you to sing. Nobody. Nobody owes you an encouragement. Nobody. None of you owes me an encouragement. If you do it, it is bonus. It's an assignment. It's a call. It's a work that must be completed. Jesus was going through. They will slap him. That is God in the flesh. They will spit on him. That is God in the flesh. He can just do, all of them will be dead in a second. But he endured because the work must finish. The work must finish. Stop giving excuses. He could have given excuses. How do I know? He went to pray to God 3 times that God should change the assignment. If it's possible, let this car pass over me. God said no. Then at the 3rd time, he said, Lord, not my will, but yours. I'm ready. What are you like? What life are you living? Even the presidents and the politicians, look at the hustle they go through during campaign time. You see old politicians, they are walking and it's like they are almost falling, but they are still going. Whether you like them or not, they labored for what they have. Whether negative or positive, they labored for it. If you have the positive spirit and positive dream, labor to see your glory. And when you are enjoying your glory, nobody can pinpoint and say you stole something. I pray in the name of Jesus that may you go home thinking. May you go home provoke. May you go home and apply for the new educational next level in your life. May you go home and begin to strategize. May you go home. May you go home. May you go home. And come back with another spirit. In Jesus' name, amen. Give the Lord a mighty clap offering. I want you to close your eyes and lift your right hand and talk to God in 1 minute. 2 minutes. Talk to God. Kidabaha kashonte baya. Le maragada bashanta baha. Balagada bakosha da baba balada. Elende le me kasene me karabadoza. Talk to God. Talk to God. Whatever your hands are found doing. Kapani miko balaza. Your career, your profession. You will not be lazy with your profession. You will not be lazy with your business. Carlos Sudiva Tahasa. Lebagadaba Kasha Dababa. Laba Katola Baba. Any option that will take you out of your place of labor. Peter took knife. Cut off somebody's ears. Jesus said, no. I'm ready to go through this because the crown is my focus. A name that is above every other name is my focus. I know Sunday Marakataya. Aya Papa, to please the Father is my focus. Labo Shada Laba. Yelele Masoda Babaya. Rabanada Bashata. Lebanada Baba Baba. We bind laziness out of our bloodline. In the name of Jesus, our cousins will not be lazy. Our brothers will not be lazy. Our sisters will not be lazy. Our aunties will not be lazy. Our nieces will not be lazy. Our children will not be lazy. Our nephews will not be lazy. We bind it out of the family. In the name of Jesus, we give you praise. We give you glory. In the name of Jesus. Una wo freye. Say a prayer when you pray. Oh, now a prayer. Say a prayer when you pray. Oh, now a prayer. Say a prayer when you pray. Oh, yeah. Adoration. It's only you that deserves the praise. Thank you for this word. Let something enter into us. Let us be like Joshua and Caleb with a different spirit in our families, in this church, in our generation, in our community, in our business, in our career life. Let us be different in our spiritual walk. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Give the Lord a clap of hands. Thank you.
The message you just listened to is from ICGC Charis Temple. To connect with us, you can like our page on Facebook at ICGC Charis Temple or follow us on Instagram and Twitter at ICGC Charis. We would like to hear of how God is blessing you through this podcast. To support this podcast, please click on the profile button and click on support. Thank you, and God richly bless you.